Hello, good morning everyone. I hope you are enjoying the talks. Excellent presentation on ARM CCA and stuff. So I'm going to continue the chain of talks, and my name is Yogesh Deshpande. I work in Architecture and Technology Group in ARM Cambridge. And today I'm going to talk about challenges of remote attestation for confidential computing workloads. What are the challenges one faces? So, as one can see, that CC system is often a complex system where there is multiple root of trusts, like one CPU is there which is connected to one or more GPUs, and you can see the model training happens. This is a kind of a becoming an industry kind of trend to do model training like that. And effectively, then what it means for attestation? Effectively, an attester is a collection of attesters where you have multiple components, like multiple root of trust combined together to form a composite attester, actually. And so every individual component has its remote attestation story. So when one needs to assess the trustworthiness of the entire composition, one needs to take individual component attestation and then join the pieces together to evaluate the overall trustworthiness of the complete attester. So, in fact, within the CPU itself, as we discussed just by the few presenters in the past, within the CPU itself, there is a workload which runs on a confidential computing hardware platform. So effectively, if you see within the CPU itself, it's kind of a layered attester where an attesting environment collects claims about a target environment, which acts as an attesting environment for a workload and collects the claims for it. So effectively, it's a layered attester, meaning you have one layer on top, there is another layer. And so it's again a composition, it's a kind of a layered composition within the CPU itself. So what does this bring into picture? So what is the impact? So when we talk of composite attestation, it poses many questions. What questions? Every aspect of attestation is being touched. Like when you talk about evidence, how the evidence can be constructed for a composite attester? How does the supply chain endorsements for individual components be collected together? Or how the verifier can make a unified view of the supply chain endorsements coming from different parts because different components are coming from different vendors? And what is the impact on attestation verifiers? Is a single verifier enough to do the appraisal of the attester? If maybe not, maybe, maybe not. And if not, then how does the attestation results coming from individual verifiers be collated together, joined together, so that the downstream relying party have a consistent view of the overall trustworthiness of the composite attester? So we looked at each of these individual aspects of the RATs and then tried to analyze what is the impact. So we'll start systematically from the attester side. Attester produces evidence. And what are the challenges? Like multiple component evidence is combined to form a composite evidence. And the format and claims can be very different. You may have something produced in CBOR, something produced in some other JSON maybe. And then the nature of claims itself may be different. And then you need to join them together to produce an evidence. And who knows? I mean, there may or may not be a single authority to take the ownership of the complete evidence. Then how do you, then in such case, how do you protect the integrity of the complete evidence? So these are the certain set of challenges. And in certain systems, there may be a requirement that certain types of workloads may not be allowed to run on certain set of hardware platform. So there should be some kind of a policy. And then who owns that appraisal policy? So these are the kind of questions or the challenges which are posed when you try to join different components and create a coherent attestation architecture. So RATS architecture does talk a bit about some of the solutions. So let's look into that. One of the possible solutions is maybe we need a lead verifier on the platform or on the device in the composite device use case. The lead verifier's job may be simply to collect component attester evidences and then join them together. It may have its own evidence, it may have its own target environment or attesting, may or may not be. It may just collect evidence, push it to the verifier, or it may just have a role of an integrator where it takes its ownership, it signs it, and sends it evidence, sends the composite evidence to the verifier. So this is one possible way of doing it, but of course there are multiple topologies and multiple ways. So I would like to highlight what is the work done in the ITF RATS working group in standards body around this, and the equivalent implementation in the open source project where I run. So the concise message wrapper is going to be an RFC in like 6 months' time. It's in the queue now. And basically, it is a protocol to how do you collect different type of RATS messages into a collection and send it over. And it could be any RATS message, but particularly we are talking about evidence. So it is potentially, we have seen it is its powerful use in combining component evidences and collecting them together to send it to a verifier. An entity attestation token is already an RFC where you can collect individual component evidence using each submods. And then recently we have started defining different types of attester classes, and that's the taxonomy of composite attesters. That's very much a work in progress in the RATS working group, not yet adopted, but we are having regular meetings on that. And the EAT profile for device attestation, that is something very interesting because when you try to attach trusted device like a GPU into a when you want to connect it into a confidential VM, how does one assess the overall trustworthiness? So it gives a profile to produce evidence for collecting measurements from the trusted device. So, and of course, all this is implemented in pretty much, some of this is completely implemented in Verizon, and some of them in existing work in progress. So the entity attestation token and CMW is pretty mature state in Verizon. But the bottom to the RATS daemon is a kind of an agent that sits on the attester and collects evidence. There is a reference implementation in Project Verizon. And EAT-based device assignment work has been just started. So look forward to that as well. So now we have focused on evidence and how do you can collect the evidence. Let's move on to the endorsements and reference values. So the challenge again is here the same. The different reference values are provided by different vendors. They may have different data formats for conveying that. And then there is no standard mechanism to query that kind of endorsements uniformly from across different vendors. So this ecosystem is currently fragmented. That brings its own challenges because many supply chain providers across different hardware, as I mentioned, needs. How does the verifier make sense of that kind of complexity? So. And when different vendors produce reference values endorsements in a different format, in a different way to query them, it is simply a barrier for scaling. You can't simply scale this kind of a solution. So how do we address this problem? So in our team, this is one of a few of our colleagues working in the RATS community have came together and tried to address this problem by concise selector for endorsement and reference value. That's a draft which has already been adopted in the RATS working group. So it provides a uniform way to query endorsements from different suppliers and provides a response in a unified bash fashion so that the fragmentation in the ecosystem can be harmonized and a consistent way of producing the endorsements and reference values as well as fetching them in a uniform fashion is established. Basically, it is based on the root standard called Concise Reference Integrity Manifest. So the data model and information model is, the data model is very much coming from that. And CORIM has been adopted in RATS working group, the Concise Reference Integrity Model. And it is pretty much adopted by most of the vendors, whether it is AMD, Intel, NVIDIA. And it has been very much going to be the case for OCP, which is one of the data center projects and data center standards. So on the left is some of the features. I won't go too much details about this because I have short amount of time, but I'm happy to discuss offline anyone who has any questions. On the right is the equivalent implementation in the open source project Verizon, where we have a Golang CoServe library, which provides, which collects evidences in different formats, but provides to a verifier in a consistent format. And there is a query response unified API, which is defined, and there is a REST implementation of that library. Now, we discussed about reference values and endorsement values. We discussed about the attester. Let's move our focus to the verification. Well, when there are, as we see, when the composite attester has multiple components, a single verifier may not have all the necessary tools, equipments, or may not have the necessary expertise to verify everything. So it might need to delegate its work to multiple verifiers produced by their individual vendors. So effectively, that may be the case. And when there is a case like that, you need multi-verifier ecosystem then. Because as I mentioned, there could be lack of knowledge for a single entity to stand up and build that verifier, or it could be simply complexities or the cost. One single entity may not have all the necessary resources to build a complete complex attestation verification mechanism. So it might need a help of their individual vendors to produce and start their attestation verification service. But when there are multiple attestation verification service, how do they coordinate with each other to produce a coherent attestation results for the entire composite attestation? So we have some of the topological models of interaction between the verifiers. And so this is one of the model known as hierarchical model, where you get a composite evidence or a combined evidence to a lead verifier who just break down the evidence and sends it to the individual component verifiers. So you can see that the composite evidence has been broken down into N component evidences, and those are sent to the attestation verifiers. And then you get attestation results, which are partial attestation results from these verifiers. They are joined together and returned to the attester or relying party based on whatever model we have. And then there is an equivalent model known as cascade model, where the whole chain is passed to a sequence of verifiers, which then individually assesses its own components and then returns the aggregated attestation results back to the sequence back, and the aggregated attestation results are returned back to the attester or the relying party. And of course, you can combine these two models to generate a hybrid model, where in the chain, one of the verifier acts as a lead verifier for the downstream verifiers. So the models which I presented is been in the ITF draft. This draft is very much a work in progress. Again, I reiterate, this is not yet adopted in the RATS working group, but there has been a sufficient community interest in this work. And we are having regular design meetings on this. So if anybody has a kind of topological thing, feel free to reach out. Most important one I want to highlight here is that according to the standards which I mentioned here, that draft is, we have started an open source implementation of this lead verifier, which I mentioned you in the, so we have started implementing this lead verifier topology. This work has just recently started. So this is a kind of a low level design of a lead verifier, where you would, from the REST API front end, you would get the composite evidence media type. From that media type, you determine which parser I need to inject, and then parser is been invoked to break down the individual evidences with their own media types, and then you dispatch it to individual clients. So you can then dispatch it to a client which talks to maybe an Intel Trust Authority, or dispatch it to a client which talks to an NVIDIA verifier, and then you collect the attestation results from these verifiers and then join them and send the aggregated attestation results to one who has requested the attestation verification. So this is very much a work in progress. The link is, all the GitHub issues are there if one is interested to look into the open source implementation. This work has started. So I come to the last point. Of course, we talked about attester, we talked about endorsements, we talked about verifier, but what about the attestation results? Well, that's the most important, because ultimately it's the relying party who is consuming the, who is relying on the trust being given to it, the trustworthiness assessed by the verifier. So it needs to be simple, but at the same time, not just with simplicity, it needs to express the compositional semantics. It needs to understand that I'm getting a result from these individual components, and this is a coherent attestation result I'm looking at. So even though there may be component-specific attestation results, it should have a coherent view of the entire attestation results. So this work is very important because ultimately the stakeholder is the relying party who is relying on the attestation of such kind of complexity. So fortunately, we have been working quite a lot in the standards for addressing this. And we have EAT attestation results, which is adopted in ITF, and which is based on an information model called attestation results for secure interaction. And EAT attestation results is, we have tried and tested e-attestation results to see whether we can do compositional semantics where each submods of each attestation result, each submod can contain component attestation results, and you can just express the topology of results in the outer layer, and that way it just suffices to contain the attestation results. But I must say that CMW also, the concise message wrapper which I mentioned earlier for the evidence, can also be very effectively used for conveying the attestation results, where the compositional semantics itself is wrapped inside the message format itself, because you can have a CMW inside a CMW, so it naturally helps you build the attestation results in an hierarchical fashion. And on the right, again, as I've been saying, that whatever work we do in standards is always backed by the open source implementation. So in Project Verizon, you would find three libraries, one Golang library for EAR, and the Rust EAR library for Rust relying Rust-based integration of this, and then there is a Python EAR to decode results. Yeah. So, well, what I would say is that we have just kind of the composite attestation story. We have been recently started this work, so it's very much under development. But if anybody has any interesting use case which they would love to discuss on composite attestation and they want to solve, please communicate to us via RATS working group, rats@itf.org, and of course on open source implementation, if anyone wants to discuss anything about the open source implementation, or if they have a use case which they want to bring into this community project, you are most welcome. So thank you so much. Yes, Usama. Okay, I understand. I think we have been talking.
We
can talk offline, but I wanted to make sure also. Yeah.
I have concerns not only from RATS perspective, I have concerns here from FOSTEM perspective, which is the open source.
Yeah.
So my concern here from FOSTEM perspective is Intel ITA is not open source, NVIDIA verified is not open source. This really breaks down the open source spectrum that we are trying to create in RATS as well as in the FOSTEM. So
sorry, I didn't get the question. Like, what is?
My question is, Intel's ITA has, we don't know what policy they apply, that's closed source. We don't know what protocol they apply, that's closed source. NVIDIA has closed source policy, closed source protocol. So this breaks down the whole open source ecosystem that we want to develop. So I want you to comment on this proposal, specifically from FOSTEM perspective, how does this maintain the open source spirit of the whole ecosystem?
Okay, so I cannot comment on, the question is, how does the spirit of open source connect with the closed source vendor solutions? So I cannot comment on any specific vendor, as so to say, why they have open sourced it or why they have not open sourced it and why they have not. But it doesn't matter if the interface is, if they follow a standardized interface to their verifier, and that can be communicated in a standards way, we can always talk to that, get the results and combine it. I don't see any issue with that.
You are promoting closed source.
Why are we? No, it's all open source. I don't get that point. Everything what we are doing is open source.
Not this, but the policies itself. So if you don't know the policies, you cannot claim it to be open source, right? So.
That's for them to implement. It's for them to implement.
If you can okay. Take this offline.
Yeah, I think this is something we should take offline. Any other questions?
All right, thank you.
Thank you.